Rogers, Brother and Sister, Battle Creek, Michigan, November 25th, 1870. Dear Brother and Sister Rogers, we are anxious to hear of your prosperity. We often think of you and feel the deepest interest in your welfare, and pray that God may bless and prosper you. How is Sister Rogers? Is she gaining? Is she strong? Have you moved into your new house yet? But that which we feel the deepest interest in is your spiritual condition. Are you growing in spirituality? Is there harmony with brethren? Do you realize the blessing of God in your meetings? Please write and answer me these questions. We hope our labor will not be in vain in the Lord. Without the accompanying blessing of God, but little can be accomplished. We hope you will wait on God and seek wisdom from above. Without me, says Christ, ye can do nothing. John 15, verse 5. We need not expect all sunshine in this world. Clouds and storms will cluster about us, and we must be prepared to keep our eyes directed where we saw the light last. Its rays may be hidden, but they still live, still shine beyond the cloud. It is our work to wait, to watch, to pray, and believe. We shall prize the light of the sun more highly after the clouds disappear. We shall see the salvation of God if we trust in God in the darkness as well as in the light. We must educate our souls to believe and not hesitate to bear our weight upon the promises of God. We are not safe unless we are continually growing in grace and the knowledge of the truth. Unless we abound in the love of God more and more, we lose what we have already attained. The moment we become stationary, we are losing the love of God out of our hearts. We have much to do. Brother Smith, away at Rochester, New York, to recover his health. Brother Gage, still sick with fever, confined to his bed. Sister Van Horn, our secretary, just coming up from fever. We see so much to do. We cry to the Lord for help. He does help us, and we will praise Him. My husband has 3 men's work to do. He has been suffering severely with cold and cough. I have given him treatment for several days. He will, we think, recover without a severe illness. We have had no rest since we left you, yet we believe the Lord will sustain us in doing the work that no one seems able to perform. Our dear Willie was returned to us in safety last Tuesday, and we were very, very glad to see him. He is improving, but not strong. We hope you are doing well. Much love to yourself, your wife, and children. Remember me to your father and mother and brothers. We think of the pleasant interview we had with them. We do not forget them. We want them to prosper in God. May the light and love of God be with them and abide upon them is our prayer. In haste.